In Gauteng, the strike by mortuary workers continues, with some families having to go to court to get the bodies of their loved ones released so that they can bury them. The union representing these workers is Nahawu. Its spokesperson is Kaya Kaba. I asked him why the union is still on strike.
Our members have never been on strike. I think to say that our members are on strike is the wrong way of characterizing this situation. Basically, workers refuse to do work that is out of their scope, generally meaning that they refuse to do work that is not part of their job description. Basically, as assistants, they're supposed to only put the body in the operating table so that the doctor can operate, and then when the doctor is done, then they can take down the board. But for some time, workers have been made to do post-mortems and cut out organs, because they've been working there for some time, for more than 10 years that they've been doing this. And it's not a new match. I mean, it was raised with the department on 4 months ago, and the department practiced fit in dealing with the matter. So it's a wrong characterization to say that workers are on strike or that they are on a go slow. They're not on go slow. They're not on a strike. They've always been at work, ready to do what is part of their job description.
Have you been in negotiations with the Gauteng provincial government over this? I mean, surely there must be a way to resolve this problem.
Well, last meeting we had with the department was on Thursday, where we offered them recommendation on how to deal with the situation. And of course, then we were promised that they would go and then meet with upper structures and all MECs of other provinces, because this issue is not only a Gauteng issue. There are other issues in other provinces. So apparently, as far from what I've heard, is that they're going to a meeting of the MEC today with the Director General in trying to resolve the issue. As in how we are always available, always readily available to negotiate with the department and try to find a solution, and a quick one, because families don't have to deal with the extra burden of having to postpone weddings, funerals, when they're already dealing with a very dark cloud.
There had been reports that talks with the Gauteng provincial government would only continue this coming Thursday. You're saying things might actually happen more quickly than that?
Yes. On Thursday, when we last had the meeting, they said the meeting would have to sit on Thursday. But the situation is getting even more dire as days goes by. So that's why they said that the meeting must happen as soon as possible so that we can find a way forward and avert the situation.
Kaya, you will have seen, I mean, you've spoke about the misery that families have to go through. I mean, it's the most awful thing to have a member of your family die, a loved one die, and then you can't have the body released. As I say, some people have had to go to court. Is it really worth it to prove your point? I mean, you must have had, your workers, your members must see people outside the mortuaries in just the most awful, desperate state. Is it really worth it to put them through this?
Well, this is not about proving a point. Like I said, this is not a new issue. This is an issue that has been going on for the past 10 years, and we started raising this issue with the department 4 months ago. So what's happened is that we said to the department, workers are not opposed to doing the work. They should do the work, but they should be trained so that they get qualification to do the work and be registered with the Health Professional of South Africa. Because should something happen wrong, of course, workers would have to face the full wrath of the law. And of course, then the department refused to do that, refused our place for training, but also refused to remunerate workers for the work that they've been doing. So it's not about proving a point, but giving workers what is due to them and ensuring that everything that happened the way it should happen.
That is the spokesperson for the trade union, Nahawu, Kaya Kaba.